Welcome to another Jukebox of Nonsense podcast featuring Liz, Sean, Chris, and Joe.
Welcome on into another Jukebox of Nonsense. It's Chris Bachman, Liz G, Joe Walter, Sean Powers, and Chris Bachman. The four morons you hear on the air at My 104.3 and Buck 923. We wondered what would happen if we got on the headsets together. The first two, were they disasters, guys, or did they go all right?
I don't think they were disasters.
No, I think they were fun.
All right. I had fun, but I don't know if other people are going to think they're fun or disasters, but if you enjoy listening to Sean and Liz or myself and Joe, it's kind of putting all four of our personalities together in a big blender and just kind of seeing what happens.
Yeah. Did you drink a lot of pop or coffee or soda?
He's had something today. I got yelled at. No bad words, Sean. Oh, I'm sorry.
Actually, I think this is the first day where I'm back to like 95% after being out for like a week or so.
Yeah.
And you guys know I'm not missing work unless I'm really down and out, and I was down and out for pretty much an entire week. So I think today is that day where it was like, zip, 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 zip. I'm
back to 100%.
I'm back, ready to roll and whatnot. And so the last show, we all had a topic that came to the table, and Liz and I were talking about it earlier. And Sean, do you have a topic?
No, just going off the cuff today.
Joe, do you got a topic?
I do. I don't know. I know we're trying to just like make these skim level, but it might be a little too deep of a topic. It might not. Now I'm saying that, and it probably isn't. I'm all talk and no game.
Liz, do you have a topic?
I do have a topic.
So the three of us kind of thought that worked out pretty well last time. And this guy over here.
I'm going with the flow, all right? Well, all right, so Joe, go ahead. Let's start with your deep topic.
Yeah.
Do you guys have an injury or a bruise or something that has stuck with you through life that you got at a younger age? Because and it might be a physical, it might be a
emotional.
But the other day I was walking in the park yesterday when we had the beautiful day. It was like 73, and I was getting shin splints by walking. I wasn't running, I wasn't jogging, my dog was with me, but it was 100, 200 yards, and I already had shin splints. And I was like, are you kidding me? I remember when I was in like high school during track, I'd get them easily when running. But walking, you know?
You start getting the and so you think that's
all in my right leg.
You think that's an everlasting injury that has stuck with you?
Yeah, because I don't know how to run.
I know Sean and I both have one. It has to do with our leg as well. And mine's, God bless basketball. Mine's all playing basketball. I've blown out my knee twice, had to have ACL reconstruction surgery, and I've fully ruptured my Achilles tendon, all on the right leg. And so those are definitely things that have stuck with me. But for the emotional stuff, I got something that I promise will make you guys laugh.
Okay.
Go way back to the summer of 1990. Ooh. A young, brisk Chris Bachman would have been 4.5 years old. My parents had, it was just pretty much a shack, but it was where we stayed when we went over to my grandparents' house.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though my grandparents had a really nice house, I figured out when we got older, mom and dad had to have a place to get away. So we had this little cabin that was in a cherry orchard. And my cousin, my sister, and myself were out chopping down a tree. I don't know if it was for firewood or what. And there was a hollow tree that had a nest of yellow jackets in it. And so me being the slowest one and the youngest one, I got stung. We don't even know how many times, you know what I mean? Multiple times.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently when I came running back up to the cabin, my mom still heard some buzzing. And no joke, she whipped down my shorts. And thank God I had on the whitey-tighty He-Man underwear.
Oh,
she will remember that it was He-Man underwear to this day that saved my little jewels down there, I'll say. But
Never mind. Go ahead.
I'm not dropping one of the 8 bad words.
Go ahead. I can. But go ahead.
But so anyways, they went flying away. But Joe, till I was about 15 or 16, I was extremely scared of bees, yellow jackets, anything that made that large buzzing sound. And it wasn't because they got out my pants. I did not get stung there. Let me preface that. But like I said, I literally got stung directly on the eye and the head several times, the ear. I maybe had half a dozen stings. So it was a little traumatic. So that's what you made me think of funny-wise.
I can relate to that a lot because almost the same type of thing happened to me in my aunt's like tree house up in Traverse City when I was
young. Did you have on the He-Man underwear the same
time? No.
All right.
I got like stung in the head though and was like, you've got to be kidding. I saw a bee after that, I was like, I'm gone.
Yeah. Like I said, it took till I was pretty much thinking like an adult almost to like not, you know, like I said, it's that sound I think more than anything when I first hear it.
You know, it's to that.
Yep, there you go.
What about you, Sean?
You know what? I do have similar experiences when I was a kid too. When I was about 10 or 11, the house that we had, my brother and I shared a bedroom, and it was upstairs. It was a dormitory, and you'd walk down to the end, and then you have to go down the steps. Well, when you walk down to the end, there's a big window there, and the old casement windows, which were it was rotted wood and all that. Well, anyways, hornets and wasps and all those things would build their nests there in the spring and summertime, and we couldn't walk downstairs without getting accosted by a whole bunch of bees and wasps. So that scared the crap out of us. And I share the similar stories. But I never had a He-Man underwear, and I never had that kind of an incident happen.
Physical injury, though, for you, your car accident about a year and a half, 2 years, 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was...
we kind of all got gimpy right legs here with us three guys, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I got permanent nerve damage in my left leg, so it's hard for me to walk more than, stand up for more than 10, 15 minutes at a time. And before that, I was going to the gym all the time, and I was working out and everything, and I gained a lot of weight and all that stuff. But, that thing's it's never going to heal. I'm never going to have surgery for it. There's nothing they can do for it.
Yeah. And now to the young one who is in the armed forces and is probably still in tip-top shape. Liz, what about
you? I know she's not, though. I know she's not.
I'm definitely not, but this is actually pretty embarrassing because you guys are talking about like when you were younger. Mine happened more recent, so you're bringing up some PTSD for me. Let me tell you,
okay.
I fractured my wrist snowboarding of all things, and I got this little. I have a little scar above my eyebrow. Got whacked in the face with one of the T-bars, also a snowboarding incident. And God, I'm so afraid to get back on my board now. So
let's go snowboarding.
That's why I was going to say shot, man.
That's why I ski.
Road trip. Yeah. I think that's much better, man.
Snowboarding. I
feel
so sad.
Like if I had a group of friends call me to play basketball, I would go play basketball tonight. However, Liz, I don't want to play basketball with a group of people I don't know because I've got a bunch of buddies that know me. They see me get a little awkward on that leg. Like, yeah, I might take it easy the next couple of possessions. But it is one of those. You just got to get back out there, though, I feel like. Have you been back out since one of those injuries?
Yeah. So my fracture happened first, and then we went to Switzerland, and we were snowboarding over there, and that's when my little eyebrow happened. It was like a half hour back down the mountain, and my eye is like cut open. And then we're in Switzerland. It's also like a Sunday. And so we're trying to look for a doctor.
Nobody's
no one's
open.
By the time I got there, they were like, your face is so swollen. We can't put stitches in it.
Is this Liz? Who is this?
I didn't know when I got my tetanus shot last, so they had to give me one of those.
Oh, God.
Fun experience. And I was with my guy friends at the time, and they were like, what do you need? What can we do for you? I said, I want ice cream. The rest of the time we're here, I want ice cream.
That's fun. I mean, it's funny, but it sucks at the time. It sucks.
It's fun. Every time I watch snowboarding videos now, I'm like, ooh.
Well, every time Chris hears a bee, hey, Chris, go out to the shed and get it. I can't, man. There's bees and wasps. I get it, dude.
I'd say one thing that has changed with, when it comes to bees and stuff like that the last however many years, I don't think we used to have the sprays like we got now. Because Sean, if you and I go out to that barn, man, we're standing 20 feet back.
Yeah. we're spraying the crap out of it from, I was 20 miles away.
They got those new long shots where you can,
It's a way different ball game. Now, Liz, your topic that you brought to the table today.
So different. All right. So, but thank you. Okay, so as you guys know, I recently purchased my first home. And I know all of you guys are homeowners. So I was going to ask, how is owning a home for you different than renting? Do you miss things about renting places before you bought your home, or are you super, super happy that you bought your home? And
I love having the house and, being able to do with it whatever you want. At first, though, it was, for the first year, it sucked because then you're like, oh, my God, what if this goes out? You start building scenarios in your head. What if my hot water tank goes out? What if my furnace goes out? And you just see all these numbers running in your head going, how in the heck am I going to pay for all of this stuff? Uh-huh. And it's, so after that, it was just kind of like, no, I enjoy owning my own home because I can do with it what I want. And I don't have to answer to anybody. You know what I mean? Except the wife, but
yeah. And the follow-up question is also what was your first big project in your home?
Mine was doing the drywall in the basement because it had flooded back in 2017 when we had the June flood. You guys remember that? And they went through and they tore out 2.5 feet of the drywall, but then they would go down to 1.5 feet, and it was just it was back and forth. So I had to tear it all out and start from scratch, and it was fun. It was.
I was
going to
say, do you like drywalling?
It was cool.
Find it.
I mean,
fun.
It was cool. It was yeah. It's cool to do. It's you know you feel accomplished afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know, but the part I hate about it is painting it afterwards. You know what I mean? You know, you got to prime it, and then you got to paint, and then you got to you know you got to
finish your
finish all
off.
The lines and stuff and that stuff. But that was the biggest project, and that took about 6 months to do because I did it by myself. My buddy Josh came over and helped. I didn't know the first thing about doing drywall, mm-hmm. but I you know I got on YouTube and did you know a ton of YouTube videos and stuff, and you know it went from there. And it was just like you learn it, and boom, it's easy. You know.
Yep.
So,
YouTube is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What did we do back in the day? We'd have to go to the library and rent or borrow books, and then you'd have to go page five, and, you know, no.
For my house, Sean, should I go into deep story time, or should I just say, God bless my brother, Ben?
I'm telling you what, your brother, no, that yeah. The
you, you thank your brother, I'll thank my dad, because he was a big help for me.
Yeah, well, my house was built in 1901 here in town, and so I actually still have the first electrical bill. It was handwritten.
What?
It was
yep.
I have the first.
I'll pay that for you next month.
I think it was. I think it was $2.65. You know,
$2.65.
Oh
wow! Can we go back to those?
Yeah. So there was you know a number of things that, but in particular, the floor wasn't very level, and my brother found out that the workbench that was in the basement was hanging off a floor joist. It wasn't connected to the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when he cut that thing off, I remember I was laying on the floor and watching a certain spot, and I could just feel the whole floor go whoop. And then he also got some 3-inch I-beams mm-hmm. that are across the basement. So that thing is sturdy. And I tell you what, we got the old plaster walls with that steel beam in the back. That house is never going anywhere.
Yeah. They're tanks.
Yeah, I remember when you were showing me your house and you were, you know, stuff was slanting in, you know, different parts of the house. And then the whole bathroom situation upstairs, you know, where he tore all the walls out and tore everything out and redid it from scratch.
Yeah. Well, we ended up doing, the basement. Well, that story for another day. Except we won't take a deep dive into that. But renting versus owning, though, Liz, I think, and for me, I'm fortunate enough, knock on wood here, my home value has gone up 40%. Since I bought my home, and
are you serious?
I am not joking. I beat the bubble by maybe a month or something
that,
and it was.
Oh my
I
remember.
Yeah, so I think I paid 80. It's worth 113 or something like that now, and so I think I'm very fortunate when it comes to that. But there were the certain perks about renting, you know. And the last place that I did have was at the dead end of Locust Street downtown. That was kind of a fun place to live, you know. And so when I think of renting versus owning, I think of some really cool apartments that I've had over the years. But the home equity is as we're all adults and now homeowners, that's a real thing, and it's a big deal.
I'd say that's probably my biggest difference of, like, when I'm making my payment, knowing that, like, okay, one day I won't be making this payment. You know, one day this will all completely be mine 100%, you know.
Well, almost like you're putting the money in a strange, weird bank account, you know what I mean? Plus a whole lot of interest that you got to pay. That's a, you know, topic for another day. But yeah, I think that's the big deal. What came to mind? What made you ask that question, Liz?
Oh, my God, because I, like Joe, I have to thank my dad and also my mom. But we just redid my kitchen, like repainted, not redid, God. Yeah. And it was a project. Like, they came down on a Sunday, and then we just finished on Wednesday. And so it's been a pain in the butt.
I guess
yeah.
I feel like I should thank my parents a whole lot, too.
I gotta thank my mom, too.
Before we go any further.
Yeah, I know.
Thank the Academy, you know. All the little people.
And there's... My home's 1932, so it's older.
Good Lord.
And, yeah, and as soon as I walk in my home, I'm like, God, this is such a project home. Like, obviously, I'm comfortable. I can, like, live in there right now, but I see it as a totally different vision than what it actually is.
You got a drywall guy now.
Home doesn't even have drywall. It's all like plaster.
Oh, yeah, the old school. Yeah. Half of my house is like that, and half of it is like drywall because there's different additions, different portions.
Mine is like the old school plaster with like the metal sheeting inside, too. Like, it is intense.
So your house was built in 1901. Yours was built in what year?
32.
What was yours?
41.
Oh, my gosh. Mine was built in 71.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We bought
you
the
bougie
house over there.
We can't all be high operations tech. Managers.
I know, damn.
Making no salary.
Well, hey, and actually, shout out to Bob and Laura. We're all fortunate to have jobs that we like or whatever, and are able to afford our own homes, you know, so I'm put it there, too.
Before we move on, though, I wanted to say the biggest part that I love, you know, I miss having roommates from time to time because I do, you know. You don't?
Well, this is something Liz and I have had a conversation about recently, and well, continue on, though. Okay. Finish your thought, yeah.
I liked having somebody home because I liked having the thought, or let me rephrase this. I liked having the ability to hang out with somebody by just going home. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if somebody was there, if they wanted to hang out. But now it's like, I mean, I got my cats, I got my dog, and I do have a lot of free time, but it's, you know, way different culture. And I've slowly gotten into it, and I appreciate it now, you know.
The first three roommates I had got a dog within a week.
Really?
Of like moving in, like me moving in. And I guess my one buddy Neil was his house with like two guys that got like apartments or rented places with. And I loved it. They got dogs right away. But I've lived alone now. There was maybe a year span where I lived with my buddy Nick Cole at the end of Silverberry. But other than that, I've lived alone ever since I've pretty much, I guess my buddy Neil as well, ever since I've came back down to CMU, pretty much since 2010. Other than a span of maybe a year, I've always lived. And there is nothing like living alone.
I think if you know Chris or I, we like our alone time.
You need your space.
We just like being alone.
Well, and I think you and I we're perfectly comfortable. If we did have a roommate, we love having conversations with anybody and everybody. But I think what I'll say is we're comfortable being alone.
Yeah.
Some people don't like that alone feeling, whereas Liz and I, if we went 3 weeks without talking to a single soul, as long as I had my sports center,
we're all right.
Probably would be all right.
And see, my situation is different, too, because, you know, being married for 20-some years, you know, you're just, you had to create your own space in your own house. Man caves, you know, studios, offices, whatever. You have your own area. So I'm always in there, you know, so I have my own area when I need to go to my area. But it would be weird living alone. If I were to go back to that right now, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
you wouldn't be able to deal with it, be too quiet?
Well, no, I would be able to deal with it, but it would be a huge adjustment.
Yeah. So when I worked at La Senorita was like the number one thing. Like when you got done working a fry shift there, you were covered in grease. And so it was like,
go home smelling like grease.
Well, you come home and the first thing you want to do that you almost have to do is take off that shirt and just like throw it. Had to have a separate hamper. You know what I mean? I was going to do my laundry, but yeah, it was just, so I remember just being able to come at home, pants off, shirts off. Doesn't matter because nobody else is there. I'm good to go.
That's what I love. Yeah, if the blinds are down, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I still do that at my house. Yeah. You know, the kids are home. You know, the wife's home.
Oh, okay, honey,
I like your He-Man underwear. How are you? What's going on, Big Daddy?
Anything to add to that, Liz? Or?
No, I just needed some reassurance that the overwhelmness. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Goes away.
Yeah. It will calm down.
I still got a good 20, 25 pages from Kevin Chamberlain that I haven't even got to yet with my home inspection. So I think, you know, you're doing just fine.
Great.
And yeah, you're good.
And if you keep plugging away, just kind of like when you work on yourself, if your house is a little bit better every day, you're on the way.
Thank you. I do just want to say the one time that we talked about having a home and your brother was helping you. All I remember about your house is you were like, it's so small that you can see the before you redid the bathroom, you can see the TV from the toilet.
And that's important. That's important to have.
Well, we just need to put a wall in there, I guess, is the thing.
It's an open floor plan. All right, Liz, come on now. Well,
and I think Sean will tell you, I don't have a small home by any means. Like, I've got decent space in there. But like
you do have a good space.
I didn't mean that your house was small. I didn't mean to, like,
Chris lives in a tiny
you.
Home.
Got to stick up for my guy here.
Dude, I got you, man. I got you.
I'm sure your home is great.
Yeah. And so since
the bachelor pad, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just a house with a dog. And now for me, thinking of a topic, yesterday it was 70. Today it's 20. And so that had me thinking, what's your favorite season of the year and why?
Well, in Michigan, you get all four seasons in one day. So, but my favorite season would probably be probably fall. You know, transitioning into the colder weather. And I do like winter, too. I mean, you know, I'm not going to lie about it. You know, you can do a lot of indoor, you know, things at your house. You can do a lot of, you know, painting. You know, that's when you do all the, you know, all that stuff, mm-hmm. you know, but like, you know, in the summer, spring and summer, and even early fall, you can actually do a lot of the outdoor stuff, you know, getting your yard in order. By the way, are you going to plant flowers this spring? Are you going to do anything to your landscape
no,
outside?
I'm tearing out that garden.
Are you?
In my
getting
yard.
Rid of that thing?
Yeah.
You're not going to grow anything
God,
in there?
It's so ugly.
Are you going to create another garden or what are you?
No. Putting a hot tub back there.
There you go.
Maybe a gazebo.
I'm assuming that, you know, summer's not your favorite then if you don't like the flowers.
Summer's not my favorite.
What is your favorite season?
It's cool. Summer's great, obviously. Warm weather, the lake, everything like that. I actually love winter, but I like snowy winters.
Yeah. If it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying all winter long. I'm like, you know, if we don't have any snow, I'd rather have, like, spring or summer.
Yeah.
But if we're going to have winter, I want it to be cold. I want to be getting hit with snow every day, you know.
Yeah.
So it actually feels like winter. Mine would be spring, though, because it's like how yours is fall, getting ready for the cold weather. Mine is spring, getting ready for the warm weather, bringing back to high school, after school, going out to the field, throwing, getting ready for baseball practice. Just good feelings, good vibes.
Yeah, mine is football, fall. That's my favorite season. I mean, we don't really need to get into that. If people listen to me, I could go for days and days and days and days. But, yeah, favorite, you know, it's kind of so weird. And let me ask you guys this. Is this the biggest temperature change you've ever remembered? And if people, obviously a few weeks behind when you're hearing this recording, but you know what day we're talking about when we went from the cold to the warm to the warm to the cold.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, no, I remember in Toledo, and I remember I was a sophomore in high school, and it was a spring day, and it was 86 degrees. It technically hit 86. That night, it dropped down to 19, and then we had snow the next day. So that was, now, obviously, the snow didn't stick to the ground because the ground was warm, too warm for it. But, yeah, that was my sophomore year. I couldn't tell you the day, but it was spring of 1990, so I can't even remember the day.
Yeah, you got me thinking, like, year to year now. I remember there was one St. Paddy's Day where I was out in a T-shirt and shorts, and then the next year we were playing beer pong on a beer pong table made out of snow.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah, exactly.
But, like, one day we're at, 50-some degree different. I think that's just pretty darn crazy.
Well, it was crazy because this morning, and today is February 28th, by the way, but this morning when I woke up, it was like 68 degrees. When I got in my car an hour and a half later, it was 54. And then when I got to the station, it was 46. And then, you know, it went down to like 24, you know, within the first hour of our show.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
So it was still pretty warm when you guys got here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was, yeah. Wow. It was nice. Yeah, it was really nice.
Because I remember there was a storm that ripped through last night and just a bunch of rain.
Went rolling through. That wind was crazy for a little while.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, now we're on to Sean, who didn't do his homework. But
I don't
I think
need to do homework. I can fly.
I think you can come up with a topic here on the fly. What do you got?
You know, I'm going to bring the mood down just a minute because there's been a lot of stuff that we've been experiencing in our family. So a good friend of ours is unable to care for her dogs right now. She's got other issues to deal with. And we were taking care of her two dogs. The one she had to give, a foster away because she's not going to be around for another 3 or 4 months or whatever. But her other dog had a tumor on her back, and the tumor burst or whatever. Anyways, long story short, they had to put the dog down yesterday. Now, we've known this person and her dog for probably about 6 years. The dog was 12, so we've known the dog half of her life. And taking care of her over the past couple of weeks, it's been very tough for us. So, you know, is it weird to cry and to really have deep emotional connection to a pet that is not yours?
No. I don't think so at all. I don't think so.
I know Liz is going to say, probably.
I'm pondering this question. Go ahead.
I will say I am known as Uncle Joe to multiple dogs that are not my dogs, you know?
And yeah,
like,
of course.
The day that they pass away is going to be just like the day that my own dog passes away. You know?
I'm with Joe on this one for sure. You know, I've got a good friend up north when him and his wife would leave town, I think there was a couple times I stayed there and watched their dogs. I remember when he told me that he had to think about putting his dog Myrtle down, I was like, do you need me to come up? You want me to come up right now? You know what I mean? And so, yeah, definitely feel like, you know, they're, you know, if I'm close with my friends, I'm probably just as close with that dog because that's just the sad, sappy person that I am. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, I'm the person at the party laying on the floor playing with the dog. That's just me.
I was going to say, me and my friends, like, I bring my dog everywhere. If they can go, I bring them, you know, and that's how a lot of my friends are. So they're with us a lot of the times. We're making memories and doing stuff together.
They're family. They're family, too, even though they're not your pets and stuff. And I'm very sensitive to that with, you know, animals. I'm sure a lot of people are, but But when it comes to somebody else, you know, their pets, they're, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, you know, I got to put my dog down. I feel their pain, even if I don't know them. You know what I mean? I feel it because, you know, we've been through it. It's horrible. It sucks. It really does. But yeah, so there we go.
It's not weird. I'm thinking about, like, if my best friend had to put her dog down. And I would be really sad for her. I would do the same thing Chris would say to, you know, his friends, like, oh, do you need me to come up?
Yeah, be there for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Would I cry over it? No. But I'm not a crier.
Let me preface that by, I guess I'm going to sound real mean. I ain't going there for them. I'm going there for the dog. Okay.
I would go to...
And you know, I think everybody knows what I'm really trying to say.
Yeah.
You know, I also think, though, that it's important to remember, in particular when a dog's 12, that dog lived a full life. That dog lived a great life.
True.
That dog lived a happy life. And so, well, you should be upset. You should maybe be more feeling good than being upset, because think about how much joy that dog brought to your life and how much, you know, joy you brought to that dog. And it's actually Ted Lasso when he's talking about there's an episode where a dog passes away, and Ted Lasso talks about how it's weird that there's these things in your life that can make you smile and make you cry just for being there. You know what I mean?
So you think of
all the good moments, the smiles that these dogs give you, but then you think about the moments that they make you cry because, well, when they move on, you know, when they pass on, it's upsetting. But I think all the good moments are worth those couple upsetting moments that you end up with.
See, and I was doing some thinking about this over the weekend too, because they had to put her down yesterday, and I was thinking about, you know, am I feeling the pain more for my friend, and the knowing the pain that she's going through, and I feel it so greatly, you know, for her because we've lost pets too, or am I really doing it because I'm really grieving the dog?
I think it's the same.
You know, I mean,
you just have empathy.
Yeah, I do. I do for stuff like that. But for idiots on the road, I don't. You know, or for you know, people that act stupid, I don't. You know what I mean? I don't get sensitive about a lot of things.
Well, Sean, because that's because we're feeling bad for you. He's the only one that even caught that one, too.
Thank you.
Because you guys are an old married couple. Gosh.
Oh, my God.
You're darn right we are.
Yeah. You got a problem?
But yeah, I think, though, Sean, that, you know, when you're sharing in that empathy with others, that it doesn't really matter what you're feeling. What matters is you being there. Is it, you know what I mean?
True.
Does that, very true. My dad, you know, one time asking my dad for advice in a, you know, crappy type of situation, he says, sometimes there's nothing you could do except cry with them. You know what I mean? And that's kind of really all that you can do.
Sure. So there we go.
God, I want to turn that around into something
like
positive.
I know.
Head out of here.
I've been downers.
I also just want to say there was a really, like, I read this quote somewhere, and it was like, a dog may be a piece of your life, but you were their life.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
She's tearing
gosh.
Up, everybody. She's tearing up.
I am
tearing
not
up.
Tearing
oh.
up. But I was like,
that's so,
wow.
That's so sweet.
That hits you right in your feels.
That's so sweet. Very sweet. Do we got a cat or dog adoption in the works for
yeah.
this, though?
I just got approved, actually.
Let's go! Thank you.
That is not what I expected that to turn into, but I think it's a good positive place to end it right there.
I will have two black kitties pretty soon.
All right. I'm not surprised by your color of choice there.
You won't be surprised by their names either.
I was going to say, do you have the names picked?
I low-key have names picked.
Okay.
One is definitely going to be Lucifer.
I was just going to say Satan or something like that.
or like Lucius or something like that,
go with Lucius, you know. Well, it's just one of those, you say, part of me, I already feel like I'm just picturing Liz being like, hey, Chris, I'm going to be gone this weekend. Would you be able to stop by and feed Lucifer?
Lucifer for a walk in.
Yeah, I want to help out, but I'm going to call him Lucius.
I like Lucius, and I like Lucy a lot, too.
Lucy?
Yeah,
my
Lucy
sister's dog
Lucius?
Is Lucy.
Dang it.
No, I'll change it. No, wait.
Lucy's
no.
a good name.
We'll see.
Go for it.
I'll let you know.
Next time, we'll figure out the cat's names.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's another Jukebox of Nonsense. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks for checking out our Jukebox of Nonsense podcast featuring Joe, Chris, Liz, and Sean. The views expressed by these clowns doesn't necessarily reflect those views and opinions of Platitude Media, My 104.3, Buck 92, or sponsors, responsible adults, pets of all kinds, politicians, music junkies, and anyone else we may have left off this list. Check out our website for even more podcasts from around the area. Just go to mymichiganpodcast.com. It's podcasting that matters.